You're with Stateside. I'm April Baer. That any one of us is getting up and out of bed in the morning can sometimes feel like a miracle. During this pandemic, it can be important to remind yourself to keep expectations realistic. However, this spring, we noticed several of Michigan's collegiate sports teams achieving truly remarkable things, even as they grappled with a host of challenges. And we'll be meeting some of them over the next couple of days. First, you should know that the University of Michigan's field hockey team is on its way this weekend to the NCAA semifinals after sweeping through its Big Ten competition and emerging from quarterfinals last weekend. Claire Brush is one of the team's co-captains. Claire, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
Can I ask you a question about the quarterfinal that put the team in contention for the next year?
Yes.
You were playing Bucknell. And there was a moment when two of your teammates, Hallie O'Neill and Catherine Peterson, teamed up for a score that felt really pivotal. Do you remember that moment very clearly? Can you tell us about it?
Yeah. So I guess it was a corner play. That's one of our set pieces kind of in the game. And let's see, I am the stick stopper. So it's my job to stop the ball. And I know the ball came out and it was a little bit of a mistrap, but it turns out we've been pretty good at those where we've really been able to adapt to those kind of plays. And so ended up passing it to Hallie, who was able to get it down with a shot on goal, and KP was able to put it in. And that was a really great momentum shift, I guess, for us. And just in general, we knew we had to get on the board. So that was really a fun play in the game. And it's been fun that we've been able to kind of make the most out of some of the broken plays and kind of play on the fly, even when we have maybe a set plan that doesn't go as we expected it to. So it was really fun.
What was going on with the team when that game ended? Did everybody pretty much just explode?
Yeah, I mean, everybody was really excited. You know, it was a little bit different. Our team has really high expectations for ourselves. And in that game, I don't think we performed quite how we wanted to or quite up to our potential. So everybody was a little bit, you know, shaky on like, oh, like we could have done better, but also really excited because, you know, it's really, really special to get the opportunity to play in the Final Four, especially in a season like this season has been with COVID and everything.
Claire, what has this season been like compared with the rest of your playing experience?
Yeah, so it's been hard in a lot of ways, especially being a leader and kind of trying to figure out how we adapt everything to all the protocols that are going on, the pandemic in general, and just kind of like being a college student and an athlete at the same time. But I think it's that adversity that has shaped us into who we are and that has brought us together to become, you know, a really united team. So in a lot of ways, I think, you know, it could have broken us. It could have sent us all in different directions and we couldn't have been as unified, but we actually really took that as a chance to come together and really like bond together over that and be better because of it. So it's been special in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Around Ann Arbor, it's no secret that young adults have played a role in the pandemic in the latest surge. And I kind of feel like that has to be hard to hear, you know, if you've been doing the stuff that you're supposed to do and trying to be conscientious. Were there very explicit expectations within the team about how public health rules should be handled and how you guys were going to try to stay healthy and stay in contention?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of, you know, young people, especially on a college campus, want to be out and doing things. And not everybody has high stakes like we do in terms of what it looks like to actually, you know, have a COVID case on the team because we're trying to play for something bigger. And half the battle is, you know, getting to the games and playing the games. And, you know, while some of that is out of our control, I think our mission as a team was to really do everything in our power to stay safe, stay healthy, and really follow a lot of those guidelines. And I think, you know, it helps when you're playing for something bigger than yourself and you're not just, you know, focusing on you as an individual, but kind of like it's another part of the team effort in terms of like what it means to be a good teammate. So I think, yeah, as a captain and working with the coaches, we kind of did our best to really like lay things out as clearly as we could and really help each other and hold each other accountable when it came to all that stuff. And you know, again, I think it was a great chance to like get to be a leader and kind of like try our best to like build respect and all come together in terms of COVID stuff as well.
Field hockey is a pretty high contact sport. Were there ways in which the proximity to others affected your mind when you were on the field? I mean, a lot of us, when we are going out, are sort of trying to negotiate, all right, what's my distance to other people? And then to just have to put that on the shelf for practice or for a game sounds like it's kind of a hard pivot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a couple things. One, Michigan Athletics and the Big Ten and NCAA has all sorts of testing that's going on. So when we were in season, actually, so like right now, everybody was getting tested once or twice a day, a couple PCR tests a week, and then the rapid antigen tests every single day. So that definitely eases our mind a bit when it comes to that kind of stuff. And then in addition to that, I think one of our main goals was just to kind of be like, let's have our team bubble and let's like be in that bubble and feel pretty safe and comfortable when we're in that. So I think that really helps. You know, of course, like, I mean, it's really nice to have a whole team that you can kind of trust and be with, especially during a pandemic. So I think that's been, you know, something for us to just lean on and appreciate a lot. That certainly helped.
Best pod ever.
Yes.
Who was able to come and watch you play?
So there's a pass list for different games. And often each player gets 4 people that they could bring to the game. And you have to fill it out ahead of time. And that person gets to come and show their ID and come. So for home games, it was 4 people, like I said. So my parents would come. Luckily, once my grandparents were vaccinated, they were comfortable to come also. And I could take some other passes from other teammates. And actually, on my senior day, I got to bring a lot of my family's from Ann Arbor. So I got to bring a lot of them to the game. And they got to come watch my last game ever on the Michigan field hockey field. So it's been fun. It's different than it usually would have been, where you can have a lot of the community come into the games. But it's been a nice, you know, more intimate group of parents and close people who have got to come to watch. So I'm really thankful we got that at least.
Claire, was there anything else that was unusual about this year or about this journey to get to the semifinals?
Yeah, I guess, I mean, COVID's changed a lot of it. We wouldn't be normally playing in the spring. I know like a lot of us graduated last weekend on Zoom on a bus ride to Penn State, which has been totally different. You know, usually we're a fall sport, so we're all done back in November. I think a lot of people, like, you know, seniors have had a different time, just kind of like in the middle of a job search while you're in season, trying to do school and finals, and everything's kind of coming together at once. So there's just been a lot going on. And I think, you know, my team's ability to really focus in on what's important and really like compartmentalize some of those things and, you know, do all that has been really awesome. And it's made us as successful as we are. So I've loved every second of it.
Claire Brush, co-captain of the U of M's field hockey team. Claire, good luck in Chapel Hill, and thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much. Go Blue.